funcionando.
As I joined the video once again, I felt it necessary to speak with you for just a short time. I have listened to your words about the decline in the papal religion. And yes, some time passed, I told you that this would be so. But the reason I have come to you this time is to say that at this moment in time, in all of your earthly world, there is much unrest in all forms of religion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In many cases, it is unspoken, but it is there for all to see. Mm-hmm. At last, your young people are beginning to think for themselves. No longer will they accept the blind faith of their parents and elders. The time is coming for all religions to look at itself honestly and squarely, and to allow those followers of any particular religion to say what they feel. It is an important step in the unification of all earthly life. I, of course, have to say to you that we are speaking of a time that is to come. But I say to you, the first steps have already been taken. For this, my dear friends, I would say to you, rejoice, because at last the truth of all love and existence will belong to all peoples.
That's all the faiths.
All religions feel a certain unrest. No longer will people just accept blindly.
Is this why there's so much fanaticism in some religions? Because they're beginning to feel this almost sort of breakaway, and it's the fear that's there that's creating this fanaticism?
Partly. Always fear will drive men to to do deeds which are not sensible. But I would say to fanatics of your world are those who are not thinking clearly for themselves. So they are the ones, I would say to you, are still lost in the blind belief.
I'm so pleased that you're speaking on this, Sanyamet, because I have felt a little confused, because clearly there are many individuals within this melee of uncertainties that are heading towards goodness in their pathways, but there are these structures of many different religions that are not quite right, and it's like I feel it's like I'm trying to look at things from two directions.
Yes, but as the lady previously has said, there exists much fear, and fear will enable human beings to act irresponsibly. Fear of change.
Yeah.
Fear of the change of what they have been taught.
But I've noticed that with the internet, there's a great sharing of wisdom and truth now taking place from between people of all religions.
Yes.
People are enjoying, and I'm trying to be a part of it, enjoying sharing inspiration and messages which, you know, which go beyond any particular religion. So it's good to see that.
The umbrella of love includes no names.
Yes.
Love is love. No matter who or where you come from, what religion you choose, love cannot change. Existence cannot change. Truth will not change. But for us in spirit, we are pleased that many efforts made by many over time is now becoming as we predicted to you. And I apologize for the word predicted. That is not suitable. The words that I have told you, what would take place in time to come.
And the fear of change, that happens in science as well.
Yes.
But one could almost see our science as another religion.
Science is one of your religions.
Yes.
Because men are pulled down by what they believe. Their minds are not free. Their minds are still not open. And that is what you all have to achieve whilst you remain in your physical bodies. Keep that spiritual mind open. Do not be pulled down by labels, by any groups of people, but accept that love is what this world is about. I I feel this is something you will all think about at this time.
Yes, very interesting.
But for the time being, your world still needs these groups of religions, because we cannot change you overnight. But we are flowing in the right direction.
Yes, that's very nice to observe.
And now, my dear friends, I will take my leave, and perhaps our dear lady friend will take you on a journey and allow your spirit to become calm, to become gentle, and to be filled with love.
Thank you so much, Salimet, for speaking on this following the visit of the Pope to our country. And you spoke a while back about the previous Pope, and although the structure of the religion, shall I say, is lacking, there was, I think you observed, there was nevertheless much goodness in the man.
You cannot judge one man. I am speaking of religion as a whole. Of course, there is goodness in every being. This also I have told you. As human beings, you are a mixture of goodness and, I do not say evil, but mixed ideas. So, of course, you do not judge one man for a whole religion.
That clarifies beautifully. Thank you.